You're listening to SBS News.
A Monash University-led national study analysing filicide data reveals the alarming figure that almost one child dies every fortnight at the hands of a parent in Australia. When the killings of children by their own parents occur, such as 11-year-old Luke Batty and 4-year-old Darcy Freeman, who was thrown off a Melbourne bridge, they dominate media headlines. Emeritus Professor Thea Brown from Monash University has commended the media for its proactive coverage of filicide, but admitted it's a politically incorrect topic to discuss.
We have got to the point where we think that we need to bring the issue to a conference in Australia, because Australia has a high rate of filicide compared to other similar countries, and there's been no systematic effort to address the problem to date.
Ms. Brown attended this week's filicide conference and says sometimes the motivation of parents taking their own children's lives doesn't make sense.
But I think one of the big issues is that there's no recognition that we have a problem like this. And so friends, family, services don't appreciate that this is a potential danger for children.
Victoria's Commissioner for Children and Young People, Leanna Buchanan, investigates young people's deaths whenever child protection has been involved.
Some of the themes that we see in our broader category of child death inquiries, irrespective of what causes the child to die. So family violence is an incredibly significant factor. So where in the few cases where the mother is thought or has been found to have killed a child, she was a victim of family violence.
Commissioner Buchanan says in many child protection matters, there is an overrepresentation of Aboriginal families because often mothers have experienced trauma. Monash University data hasn't identified any particular cultural group being at risk of filicide, but says where services are limited, there are higher rates of filicide. Former police detective Dr. Russell Waite has been working with Victoria Police and is suggesting more communication between services is needed to understand what to do when a child death happens.
What it does is improve is that you don't miss any cases and you give yourself the best chance of finding A, why that child died, and B, if they have died criminally, who's responsible.
Dr. Waite is from England and says in the 15 cases he has personally worked on, the perpetrators usually have no remorse.
Certainly one case that I dealt with, a mother that killed two adolescent children. She absolutely was wanted to revenge on that partner, and that's all she was interested. The emotionless about what happened to her children, the loss of her children, was not there.
Professor Cathy Humphreys from the University of Melbourne researches family violence and is worried about vulnerable infants at risk of filicide.
They're the ones that we really need to be keeping an eye on. But also, if you think about violence during pregnancy, that domestic violence during pregnancy is a double intention violence. It's an attack on the child in utero as well as an attack on the mother. So that's very serious.
She says there is also a hidden scourge of adolescents taking their own lives in family violence circumstances.
That's a group that is coming to light more and more that we need to be concerned about. And I guess the other group that we also need to be concerned about is not young people that are being killed, but whose mothers have been killed in the domestic violence.
Dr. Adam Thomason from the WA Justice Department defines familicide cases as those involving an intimate partner and children being killed by an estranged or current partner. He says he understands the greater government focus on youth suicide compared to filicide because of the higher numbers, but adds a general approach could tackle the wider causes.
So it's actually easier to work better around providing better supports for families who are struggling more generally, because that actually will have an impact and will then actually reduce the number who may get to the point where filicide becomes something they're considering.
If you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.